This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Ask your friends what they most wish they had done before the COVID-19 shutdown began. It's likely some of them will mention a haircut. How many times have you glanced in the mirror and thought, just a few more weeks? The less said about DIY personal grooming in these uncertain times, the better. We were curious about how some of the folks doing personal care services in Michigan are making out. So we called up Ryan Griffin. He is a barber and the owner of Griff's Unlimited Cuts in Ypsilanti. He's with us now. Ryan, welcome to Stateside.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hanging in. So how are things going on for you right now? This is, I want to say, going on week 8, maybe, for the shutdown that has affected people who provide a variety of personal care services.
Yeah, nothing's going on. You know, we can't do anything. So it's really a wait and see game. I'm in a situation to where I'm blessed to where, you know, my wife, you know, she always worked from home. So I'm not in so much of a tight crunch, but it's very difficult because it's times like this where you realize that you were doing a lot more than just giving haircuts. We're an outlet for people. You know, you're losing friends, you're losing camaraderie, just that atmosphere of the barbershop. It's difficult, you know, just not being able to get up in the morning and go through your daily routines, things of that nature. But it is what it is. And hopefully we're going to make the best of it and come out on the other side on top.
For sure. We're seeing businesses that provide different kinds of services try to connect with people in different ways, like chefs going online to share favorite recipes, things like that. But there's just no getting around the fact that if you're cutting someone's hair, you are going to be closer than 6 feet away. There's just not a lot of online options for this. What impact do you think the coronavirus outbreak is going to have on barbershops and salons?
Well, two things. Number one, people are definitely trying to cut their own hair at home. I mean, I get a lot of phone calls, you know, Griff, man, I need to do this, that, and the other. So I walk them through it. And now, you know, us having FaceTime, it's easy to say, listen, just here's a nice, simple way to cut your hair. Don't worry about, you know, the small things like a lineup, you know, but just to where you look decent and your wife won't kick you out the house. You know, I can give those I give those instructions over the phone. But what I've learned, what I've noticed, and what I think is going to happen, I'm thinking it's going to be a lot more home service taking place as opposed to people going to shops just from fear of sitting in a shop being around, you know, 8, 9, 10 people. So I think it's going to be a little different on the other side. You know, people just being a little bit cautious of going right back into a barbershop or a beauty salon or a nail tech. One thing I can say about the barbershop is, and especially, you know, being a Black barber, it's an institution. So I think that the Black barbershop, and I can only speak for that, will rebound fast. Hopefully everyone, wherever barbershop you are, wherever you are, hopefully everyone is safe and hopefully everyone stays healthy. But just knowing the history and the importance of the barbershop, the Black barbershop, and what purpose it serves, I think the barbershops will bounce back really fast.
Under other circumstances, the barbershop might be a place where we'd have a great vantage point for what's going on with the community in Ypsilanti. But from your vantage point and just the people you know, how have you seen the COVID crisis impacting people's lives and families?
I've seen firsthand. I have a very good friend. His name is Alex Fuller. He owns the Fuller Cut Barbershop. He tested positive for COVID. He was sick, hospitalized for a second. Thankfully, he pulled through and he was fine. I have a cousin who went through it, pulled through, was fine. And I'm a big mom and pop guy. I believe in supporting the small local businesses. I don't like the Walmarts. I like supporting the mom and pop stores. And those are the type of businesses that create generational wealth. Those are the type of businesses that you can pass to your children. And when you see people contemplating closing down their business, closing down their shop, it hurts. It really does. It hurts because they didn't do anything to bring this upon themselves, or, you know, none of our businesses. So to watch people and to talk to people contemplate, I might have to close up. I might have to close up. I mean, it's sad. It hurts. It's very bothersome. But at the same time, I try to communicate with people, make sure that when this is over, we are supporting small local businesses right here in Ypsilanti. We have to support each other for times like this. We have to try to put each other in the Black, you know, cash mob type of stuff. Okay, let's pick a restaurant. Let's all just go to that restaurant to make sure that this person is good for, you know, 2 or 3 months. Right. So we have to do things like that coming out on the other side.
if your name sounds familiar to folks who are hearing this right now, we might remember that a few years ago you started a Read to Your Barber program. Kids would come in with a book and read to you as you cut their hair, and they would get a little discount off their cut. Have you been able to hear anything from your regular readers?
When all this was kind of happening, and we knew that, and so I did have quite a few people come in and ask for books. Like, Griff, you mind if my kid, you know, we have some of these books, we take some of these books, I promise to bring them back, you know, this, that, and the other. Also do a mentorship program. So it's, again, FaceTime helps a lot at times like this. So some of my younger clients, I still just call, check on them. You know, honestly, they miss me too. So they'll call
no
it.
No question.
You know, how you doing, Mr. Griff, or whatever? And so, you know, I ask them, what book are you reading? What books have you read? And certain kids that I know that I gave two or three books, did you finish them yet? You know, are you doing reports on them or what have you? So I have had the opportunity to talk to a few of the kids in terms of still making sure they're reading, because the kids are still in school. You know, I don't think they'll be done until mid-June.
Right. Unlimited Cuts is a relatively small operation. It's just you and one other barber at the shop. Did you make a run at applying for any of the small business loans that the federal government's made available?
Yeah, I did. And I didn't receive any. What I did, I received the Washtenaw County Resiliency Fund. That was the only one that I received. But at the same time, I didn't go for loans because I didn't want to owe anybody on the other side of it. And again, like I said, I'm in a situation to where I'm not bottomed out yet, so I'm fine. But no, I haven't received any loans. The ones that I applied for, I was denied, or most of them said, we have no more money. 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 So it's like, what can you do about that?
Yeah,
you know?
They went fast. I don't mean to be flip, but you mentioned that some people have reached out to you for advice about cutting their own hair at home.
Yeah.
What are you telling them?
I tell them how to do it. For example, somebody say, Griff, you know, I need to cut my hair, whatever. I will literally tell them what clippers to use, the guard size to use. You know, I have them cut it and I say, man, call me back, you know, whatever. And they'll do it and they'll call me back. But you have to remember, I've been a barber in this area for almost 20 years. So the relationship that I have with my clients, we have a beautiful relationship. You know, I mean, you're talking about the same men that have cried to me. They're telling me their personal problems, their marriage problems, their work problems, or whatever. So this is not a situation where it's like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to cut your hair and I'll no longer be a barber. It's not like that. It's all love. So I'll tell them how to cut their hair and they'll do it.
I know that being at home with family, that's a real blessing for anyone who can do that right now. But perhaps the ones I worry the most about is the folks who are maybe single parents at home with their kids. I mean, putting the clippers in the hands of a 6 or 7-year-old sounds pretty terrifying right now. What's your advice on such a thing?
Well, no, I wouldn't have. No, it wouldn't be a 6 or 7-year-old that do it. It's always the haircut that I can tell them to give. It's called a covadas. It's an old school term, but it's a simple, very low haircut. And everybody's fine with it because nobody's going anywhere.
Definitely. What would you say you miss the most about being in the shop right now?
Just being around my clients and talking to my clients and knowing how they depend on me, and not even talking about a haircut, but just the conversations. I have clients that come in for advice. I have clients that come in just to argue with me. I have clients that we talk sports. I have clients that they want to make a career move and we talk about it. There's literally nothing that I haven't talked about, witnessed, or experienced in the barbershop. And every day is different, but every day it's beautiful because it's all learning. And I've learned that over the years. And so I can honestly say I simply miss my clients. I miss everything about my clients, you know. So that is really the hardest part, just dealing with people every day and learning about yourself and learning about others and how to deal with people. And I can honestly say that's what I miss the absolute most, just my clients, period.
Ryan Griffin is the proprietor of Griff's Unlimited Cuts in Ypsilanti. Ryan, good luck. We'll see you on the other side of all this.
Hey, take care. Be safe. God bless and peace be unto you.